Hey, to whoever's listening, what's up? My name is John.
And this is Damien.
I'm Vicente.
Yeah, this is about my economic podcast. So yeah. Let's start off with Damien.
Yeah, and then what we were talking about last time. We were talking about how...
Oh, last time. Yeah, we were talking about...
Like, how people, they have different backgrounds. Because there are people, like my parents, they came here with nothing. They came here from a war, like a regime from another country.
Where are your parents from again?
They're from Cambodia.
Cambodia.
Okay. So I get that people have different outcomes and they have different ways of life. And some people, they can't break out of that lifestyle.
That cycle.
Either they're in a gang and they want to get out, but they can't.
Yeah.
And or like they just don't know what to do.
Talking about like poverty in inner cities, right? That's what you're trying to mention.
And then it's just like it's hard for them, but like that's why when I said the government, instead of making everyone equally, we should put these programs into place so we could help these people.
That's true.
And we don't just, you know,
Take action, you know?
Yeah, we take action, but I don't think anybody wants to put money into that, really.
I mean, like, Sensei, what do you think of that? Like, you think there's still discrimination going on? Like,
well, there's always discrimination.
I mean, yeah, it's true. But, like, I want to hear your perspective. What do you think?
What do you guys think about, like, food stamps and stuff?
They're there. Do you think
they're like abused?
They actually sort of, yes. Like some people do abuse them, but some people do need them.
I
believe that we should have them in place, and you know, there's people who
because there's some that need
that need it, but like I get that there's a lot of people who abuse that. Like there is something I heard where they're gonna put something in. There's an idea called annual basic income. Have you heard of it?
What is it?
So it's basically the government gives you, I don't know if that's what it's called, but the government gives you a certain amount of money to pay off your rent, things like that.
Oh wow.
And then, you know, you could do things that you want to do. Like if you want to make your life better and get a better job, go to school, stuff like that.
But do you think they're going to apply that here, especially Anaheim, you know?
I'm not sure. I just watched it from another podcast and I heard about it, but I'm not completely sure.
Like, do you think the government's, like, responsible for, like, you know, economic equalities? Do you think they should intervene? Like, what do you think, Sensei? Do you think the government plays a role? Or like,
I think.
You go for it.
Yes, they should play a role, but we shouldn't make everyone equal as in the way like socialism, like we all.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what we're not trying to do, like communists, right? Because we've learned that in history, it turns into like dictatorship, like
totalitarianism.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know how to say it, like.
Tying back to the annual basic income.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's
go back to that.
It sounds like a good idea on paper, but I bet you there's a lot of people who are gonna abuse it, like how you said a lot of people abuse food stamps. But I think if we had it in place, but like welfare, where people could file for it, and like let's say they're poor, like single mothers. Things like that. People who have to work and can't afford enough to pay off their to help their family and stuff. I think that they should be able to do that. College students, I think that they should be able to do that, but I don't think it should be like life.
Yeah, like for us, like we're gonna be heading to college soon, so like how's
college
that
is expensive. And then we're also, if we're gonna go somewhere far, we're gonna need a fine apartment too.
Yeah,
and apartments in California are expensive
for sure.